literally. You know, I've been to a few conventions, and I've never seen a New York delegation be right under the podium, literally front row seats to this thing. I know some of the Western New York lawmakers were actually trying to quell the dispute that occurred on the floor. You know, I've been talking to the delegates. Frankly, some of them are not that crazy about Trump, but they would not have been seen as opposing Trump, because there's a certain amount of pride that he's a New Yorker, and you've got to, you know, put a good face to the rest of the nation. So no, they were in the middle of it because they were sitting there literally, but they definitely were in the Trump camp over that brief dispute, which ended up being the first of many controversies that happened yesterday. I'll tell you, Brian, usually Mondays at the conventions are boring. This one was not.
Rudolph Giuliani, another well-known New York Republican, spoke to the convention last night. What's the reaction to the mayor's speech?
Well, up to that point, Rudy really stole the show, I thought. The crowd finally got fired up in the convention hall. You know, he kind of humanized Trump, saying he's a man with a big heart. Rudy said, "What I did for New York, Donald Trump will do for America." And I thought it was, you know, it was the best speech so far, after some of the early ones were, you know, really very sad and you know, hard to listen to, because it was people who, you know, had a lot of hardships, a woman whose son was killed in Benghazi and things like that. And he really got them sort of, you know, rolling with a positive message. And then the next speaker, of course, was Donald Trump's wife, Melania.
How did that speech go over at the convention and with the New Yorkers?
You know, people liked it. I mean, there were low expectations because everyone knows she's not a public speaker, and she was nervous, but she didn't seem nervous at all. She gave what everybody said was a great speech. And then most of us, at least me, I went to bed for about 7 hours, woke up, and found that it had been discovered that some of the passages in her speech seem to be lifted from Michelle Obama's speech in 2008, which was pretty jaw-dropping. And that seemed to dominate the morning news programs in a way that I think was not, you know, expected. And I'm not sure, like, how long that controversy is going to go on, but that kind of overstepped on their message completely. Although I'll tell you, at the New York delegation, they either hadn't heard of it or didn't want to know about it. They seem to be getting increasingly excited, as you do when you're at a convention, about Trump and about being here. And they were not making a big deal of it, saying, you know, if that did happen, it was probably a speechwriter, and you should just fire the speechwriter and move on. End of discussion.
You had the chance to speak to an up-and-coming Republican in New York political circles, a congressman from the Capital District who is now in Western New York. Tell us more.
That's right. Congressman Chris Collins, very identified with Buffalo. We found out a little known fact about him, that he was actually born in Burnt Hills, where, by the way, I went to high school. So we have a lot in common. And he has a significant role tonight. He's going to be one of the nominating speeches when they cast the actual ballots for Trump. He says he's going to bring up, you know, Western New York, upstate New York, the economic problems, how that translates into support for Trump and the belief that Trump can help them. Because a lot of people in upstate New York, certainly people who were laid off from the manufacturing jobs that no longer exist, they're not crazy about all these, you know, global trade deals. So there's some resonance there. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. He says he expects the nominating process to go smoothly, though he says, you know, maybe some of the anti-Trump forces might cause a ruckus again, so we're going to be watching.